deal with airplane peanuts.
Bob wasn't something that was taken away from us. He was something that was given to us.
I hope everybody here either had Bob as a friend like that or someday has a friend like Bob.
Kelly, do you want to come up?
Keep it short.
The most important thing to him was belonging to this club, to this group, to being a comedian.
Welcome to the Bob Super Spreader, everybody.
We're coming to see you, Bob.
He actually told me once that he was going to donate his penis to science. And actually, last week, Kelly got a letter, and it said, "Dear Mrs. Saget, we think we could do better."
You made people laugh. You made people feel loved. You made people money.
I think it's sad that the motherfucker had to die to get Jim Carrey back on stage.
Today is Monday, June 13th, and Netflix just came out with its new Bob Saget tribute, and it's a real tearjerker. Welcome back to the Joke World Comedy Update. Every single Monday, bring you all the comedy news from the comedy world, whether that be new specials, new tours, who was on each other's podcast last week, new tributes like this from Netflix. Any comedy news that you need to know, it's all in one place here on the Joke World channel, so make sure you subscribe to stay in the comedy loop and follow us on Instagram to support new up-and-coming comedians. But today we're talking about Dirty Daddy, the Bob Saget tribute, just out on Netflix this week, and man, was it special. It involved people like Jim Carrey, Jeff Ross, Chris Rock, Bob's whole family, Bob Saget's whole family, his wife, his daughters, John Stamos was there, John Mayer was there, they're close friends, and it was hosted at the Comedy Store, which is, you know, a historic comedy venue, and it's where Bob Saget got his start, and it's where a lot of these guys got to start when they were just teenagers. You know, Bob Saget started at the Comedy Store when he was a teenager. There's a lot of good stuff about him in the Comedy Store documentary, you know, about how him and people like Jim Carrey and they would just show up with nothing, and they were so young, and the Comedy Store was able to mold them into these household names. And it was just cool, you know, they had a bunch of couches on the stage and just these legendary comics and musicians and family friends and actors just, you know, got to hang out and share their favorite Bob Saget stories and memories. And just the main takeaway from watching this tribute on Netflix is like, what a hell of a life this guy lived, you know, to leave this kind of legacy and to hear the things that his closest friends and family say about him. It just makes you think like, what a life well lived. So I would definitely recommend checking out the Bob Saget tribute on Netflix right now. It's called Dirty Daddy, the Bob Saget tribute. And it's just so touching. And it's very special. One of the cooler things that Netflix has done for comedy too. And it doesn't feel like a reach. It doesn't feel like a money grab. It just really feels like a special curtain call for Bob Saget. So definitely go check that out. The Bob Saget tribute on Netflix, out right now.
Every one of us up here swear that we were his best friend, you know. I think that's the mark of a liar, you know.
I want to read my last text from Bob. It said, "I love you so much. I will say that God gave me the brother that I wanted." I said, "Well, you have a lot of God-given brothers, but I'm first, right?" And he said, "Mayor's an amazing friend, but he's more fair weather. You're always there, so you're number one."
He accepted us. And acceptance is the boring part of love, but it's just as important.
You created a cathedral of fucking love.
Some more new stand-up on Netflix right now. Pete Davidson just had a special come out called Pete Davidson and the Best Friends. So it's on Netflix, and it's Pete Davidson's show where it's almost exactly actually like the Bill Burr special that just came out that we talked about last Monday on the Comedy Update, where he brought that was Bill Burr Friends Who Kill, and it was him hosting the show and opening it and then bringing up some of his friends in comedy to come kill, and it didn't go so well. But this one, you could argue, went worse. Maybe we should stop this like weird format of like showcasing people with musical guests at the end, because this was Pete Davidson. He opened it up with like 15 minutes of stand-up, and he had a few solid jokes. A lot of it was Kanye jokes, and they were good, and it was like, obviously he needs to address this, or it'd be weird if he didn't. And there were some funny things they said about it, and I'm personally a fan of Kanye's music, and I, you know, really I respect the guy, so yeah, but I was still like, all right, these are some good jokes. So Pete's set was fine, you know, nothing to write home about really, but it was fine.
I remember I went to a Knicks game with Jon Stewart and Chris Rock, right? And I know, it's a weird thing to go at. But, you know, it's not my fault that's my life now. Yeah, everybody just gets mad at me because my life's dope. It's so confusing. I don't even do anything bad. They're just like, what a dick! You're like...
The people that he brought up, I would say this whole Netflix show is nothing out of the ordinary for what you might see in any comedy club around the country on any given Thursday through Sunday. You know, like it wasn't necessarily open mic or shit, but like it didn't blow my mind. Like I feel like I've been at a lot of comedy shows where this quality of jokes and this kind of response by the crowd and everything, it felt similar to just, you know, just an average show, maybe not something to be on Netflix on one of the premier comedy sharing platforms. But I feel like they saw a chance to use Pete Davidson's name. He's so hot in the media right now, and they took it. So it was just Pete Davidson. He brought up a few comics. They did all right. They did fine. It was fine. Yeah, like I said, you could find that in any comedy club at most weekends and get the same kind of quality comedy. And then it ended with a Machine Gun Kelly live musical performance, which is like, that was probably cool for the people that were there, but I'm not going to sit and watch a live musical concert performance on Netflix from my laptop. Like that, it's not fun unless you're there with this kind of musical stuff. So like, although it was cool because you got a big superstar to close out the show and it's called Pete Davidson Best Friends and him and MGK are best friends, like it just is like not something that I'm going to personally do is sit at home and watch a concert. Like concerts are legitimately only fun when you're there. Like how many people do you know that will go to a concert and post the entire thing on their Snap story and you're like clicking through it like, this is ass. First of all, why are you doing that at a concert? But second of all, this is ass to watch second-handed. So concerts are not a video, like they don't translate. So it was fine. If you have nothing else to watch and you have a Netflix subscription, I would check it out. But under no other circumstances would I really consider giving it the time of day.
So we go to this game, and I remember it's a very special game because it's the night that Steph Curry is about to break the three-point record, right? So me, John, and Chris are like under the hoop, and it just so happened that when he took the shot to break the record, he took it like over here. So me, John, and Chris were just under the hoop, and we photobombed like his moment. Like he's like this, and if you like go over there and then just do that, you see us like it's actually, it's not flattering at all. You're just like, you see like three nerds who have never been athletic in their lives being so excited. And I just think about that night a lot because it was such a great night. But like since then, such horrible things have happened to me and Chris. John Stewart, if you're out there watching.
The guest list is where we're going to go through some popular podcasts in the comedy community and tell you who went on each other's shows to make sure that you don't miss any episodes that you would want to listen to. So last week, this past weekend with Theo Von, they did not have a guest on. Are You Garbage, a very funny podcast, they teased on Instagram today that they have Tom Segura on soon. They just posted this picture with Tom, so I'm very excited about that. Three super funny gentlemen in this picture. That's going to be a great episode. Tiger Belly had on Neil Brennan. Your Mom's House had on Sal Vulcano last week. Another Your Mom's House production, Two Bears, One Cave. They had Giannis Pappas, guest host for Bert Kreischer last week, or Bernd Chrysler. So it's Tom and Giannis on Two Bears last week.
Well, your dream finally came true. Bert has passed away. I think he's touring. But I'm here in Austin, and I'm super happy today to be joined by the great, the hilarious Giannis Pappas, everybody. Let him hear it.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Joe, and then this is something I want to talk about. Joe Rogan on Flagrant 2, or Flagrant, I guess it's called now. And I even put this in the community section for Joke World. The Flagrant episode with Joe Rogan is some of the funniest podcast material I've ever watched in my life. And I don't, if you're one of those dudes that's like, I don't I think Andrew Schultz is annoying, or if you're one of those dudes that's like, Joe Rogan is not that funny, all the jokes over his head, just watch this. I disagree with both those things, but they're common comments that I hear and read, being, you know, a part of all this, getting your guys' feedback about comics. I feel that that's a common theme. It's people are like, Joe Rogan's not, is a comedian, and people being like, Andrew Schultz is annoying or whatever. And I get where people are coming from, whatever, but dude, watch this podcast. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then also since then, Mark Norman has been on Flagrant. So two big guests for Flagrant that last week, Whiskey Ginger with Andrew Santino. They had on Whitney Cummings. I have not watched that, but also Kill Tony tonight. Big guests. The Kill Tony has Ari Shaffir and Chris DiStefano, Chrissy Chaos on tonight. That drops on Monday, so make sure you check that out. I'm assuming that's going to be great, or at least a lot of potential. I also need to give a shout out to my dude Brett at Smug Rugs for making me this insane custom Joke World rug. I mean, I don't know if we could get the full view of this in this shop, but this is the coolest shit ever, dude. Like, look at this. The high quality, handcrafted, like, Joke World custom logo. It looks perfect. It blew my mind when he hit me up and said they wanted to make these and then came through with this type of quality. Go check out Brett. Go check out Smug Rugs. Have them do a rug for you. Dude, look at this. This is legit the coolest thing. Dude, Tom Segura has shouted Joke World out. We've had a lot of cool things. Ari Shaffir's posted this on his Instagram. This is the coolest shit ever. This perfect rug of our logo made by Brett at Smug Rugs. He hit me up out of the blue, said he wanted to work on this Joke World project, and I couldn't have been more excited. It's truly one of the coolest things that I've had happen ever. So go check out Brett at Smug Rugs on Instagram. He'll get you right with the rugs. He's the rug master. As far as specials go, you know, we have the Bob Saget tribute out on Netflix, and we have the Pete Davidson Best Friends special, or whatever you want to call it, out on Netflix right now. And then we try to highlight any other, you know, worthwhile specials that have come out, things that are definitely worth your watch. In the last week, I don't think there really have been many besides those two. Stavros' special is still out. That was last week, and it's up to already 1.4 million views, so that's killing it. If you haven't seen that yet, I would go check that out. And then I guess the same few that we said last week, like Mike Cannon, White Privilege Homeless on YouTube. You know, Giannis Pappas' Mom Love is still on YouTube. And so not a lot of new specials this week, but some new stuff out of Netflix. You know, Netflix showing love to the comedy world. They dropped the Pete Davidson and Bob Saget content. This has been the third episode of the Comedy World Update. We're going to start putting this logo on the thumbnail, so all of you people that, you know, like this idea, want to stay in the loop comedy news wise, you can see that this is the Comedy News Update. Or you could just come back every single Monday. That's when we're posting these, and we're also uploading this audio to Spotify. So if you want to support the show, or if you want to listen on the go, make sure you download that on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to. For some reason, downloads is really the only metric that matters there. So if you want to personally help me out, download it. Or if you selfishly just want to listen to it without having to watch me, or if you're on the go, also download it. But thank you for watching this video. I will see you again next Monday, and check out the Joke World podcast that releases every Wednesday. Last week we talked about Bill Burr's special. The week before that we talked about we interviewed Dusty Slay. We're actually talking to Mike Cannon this week, so we got a lot of good stuff coming down the pipeline. Subscribe to Joke World, stay in the comedy loop, DM us on Instagram if you want some free Joke World stickers, and we'll see you again with the comedy update next Monday.